looking at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. It reads, "He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will become known." May God bless the reading of his word. This message this morning will be a very brief message. But we want to focus on this verse 9 from Proverbs chapter 10 for this short time this morning using a one-word message title, integrity. Integrity. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we look to you, O Heavenly Father, through your word, Lord God, that we might have direction, that we might have a pathway, Lord, forward, a pathway, Lord, to life, a pathway, Lord, to life in abundance, a pathway forward, Lord, to our eternal rest. So, Lord God, we thank you, God, for your word that you've given to us, and we pray, O Heavenly Father, that as we look at your written word and as we consider your word, Lord God, as it relates to our own lives, Lord, that you would reveal in us what needs to be revealed, that you would change in us what needs to be changed, that you would do in us what needs to be done. So, God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you, Lord God, for integrity, that which is given to us, Lord God, from you, for us, Lord God, that we might live worthy of the high calling that you have for us. So, God, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. The word integrity comes from the Latin word integer, which means whole or complete. We use this word integer in mathematics. But a person of integrity is whole. Their lives are put together. Integrity means doing the right thing always and in all circumstances, whether or not anyone is watching. Now, integrity stands in complete opposition to hypocrisy, because hypocrisy means that you do what you do only based on the circumstances at the time and who is watching you at the time. But the hallmark of the Christian life is integrity, which means being whole or complete. That is what people in the world are looking for in the people of God, them being a people of integrity. People with integrity are known by the company that they keep. The person of integrity knows the difference between right and wrong. They value people and are loyal to their friends. They know that walking with integrity provides a safe path through life. Now, building a reputation of integrity takes years of keeping your word, years of being faithful, years of being transparent, years of doing the right thing even when no one is looking. And even though building a reputation of integrity takes years, it only takes a second to lose that reputation of integrity. That is why walking with integrity is a lifestyle. It's not just some passing fad. Yes, integrity is a high standard of living that does not succumb to the whim of the moment or the dictates of the majority, because people with integrity do not do something just because everyone else is doing it. A person of integrity is living rightly, not divided. A person of integrity is the same person in private that he or she is in public. And that brings us here to this proverb that we have read here in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will become known. Now let's look at that A part of this verse, the first part of this verse. He who walks with integrity walks securely. Now those who walk in integrity and their ways do not have to look over their shoulders as they live their lives. That is because a walk with integrity does not have anything to hide. And that is walking securely. That's the lesson we can learn from that A part from today's proverb. Walking with integrity means that there is nothing to hide. Now, a person of integrity will have a good reputation and not have to fear that he or she will be exposed or found out. And there's security in that. He who walks with integrity walks securely. But then when you look at the B part of this verse, the second part of this verse, it says, but he who perverts his ways will become known. Now, the word pervert here means to twist or to make uneven. But note here the emphasis on personal responsibility, because it says he who perverts his own ways. It's because it's his own choice to do so. No way to blame everyone else for your own choices to pervert your own ways. The choice is made to pervert and twist what is right. And the Word of God says that the outcome for such actions is that they will not remain secret. Those ways will be found out. He who perverts his ways will become known. And so as I move to my conclusion, I said it would be a short message. We are on a walk. And the question now is, how will you walk? Are you and I going to walk with hypocrisy, or are you and I going to walk with integrity? It's by God's power that we become a person of integrity. And if you are saved, you have the indwelling Holy Spirit at work in you. It's sanctifying you and making you more like Jesus, making your integrity look like Jesus' integrity. Because there's really only one example of a man with perfect integrity, and that is the Lord Jesus. No one ever before, and no one ever will, have the integrity of Jesus. We see an example of that after he was baptized. He went into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days and nights. The Bible says that Satan came to him at his weakest moment, and during this time tried to break his integrity and corrupt him. Jesus was all man and yet all God at the same time. He was tempted in every way we are, yet he never sinned. And that is the definition of perfect integrity. And the gospel message is about allowing Jesus to rescue us through his integrity, through his wholeness, through his completeness. His integrity allows our sins to be erased and eternal life to be received once we genuinely believe in our heart and have confessed with our mouth that Jesus Christ died on our behalf and rose again. In other words, we are not saved based on our integrity. We are saved based on Jesus' integrity. And when God makes you whole through Jesus Christ, you get to drop all the multiple personalities and fronts you have maintained to keep people thinking well of you. You get to drop them and be fully yourself. You begin to be whole. You begin to be complete. You begin to walk with integrity. You begin to hate what God hates and love what God loves. You recognize well the difference between good and evil, between the holy and the profane. You choose your friends carefully because you know that the power that people have could lead you astray. You work out your own salvation with fear and trembling because it's God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. So as we leave this call this morning, let us be even more determined to examine our integrity. If there is any area of your life that is not quite right, God knows and God will help you to get it right. If it's sin or if it's something that leads to sin, God will help you to get it right. Because sin creates a barrier between man and the Lord, and that interrupts fellowship with him. That's why the Bible says that we need to confess our sins. And when we confess our sins, we are forgiven, and our offenses are washed away, and our fellowship with the Lord is restored. We should not and cannot ignore any sin in our life or try to cover it up. Proverbs 28:13 tells us that he who covers his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. We should confess whatever God shows us that is not right. That includes not only sinful acts, but also those weaknesses, shortcomings, and defects. For instance, the Lord may convict us of our laziness. And if so, we should pray, Lord, forgive me for being lazy. My laziness prevents me from spending time with you. Forgive me, Lord, and help me in that area. Because part of God's plan is for his children to examine themselves daily and confess. The time to confess is whenever and wherever the Lord shines on us something that we have done that is not quite right. And the sooner we confess, the better. Integrity means wholeness. Integrity means being well. Do you want to be made well? Integrity means being whole. Do you want to be made whole? Integrity means being complete. Do you want to be made complete? Because if you want to be made well, if you want to be made whole, if you want to be made complete, then there is work to do. And if you want to be made whole, and if you want to be made complete, and if you want to be made well, then there is a God that sits high and looks low that is able to help you do it. And when you do the work, he will do the work. When you call on Jesus, he will answer. And when you desire to walk with integrity, you will walk with integrity. And as the scripture says, he who walks with integrity walks securely. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, O God, we thank you for this time. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power of your word. And God, I pray, O Heavenly Father, that you will help this, your people, Lord God, to walk with integrity, to be whole, to be complete, to be well, to know that they know that they know that they can come to you, O Heavenly Father, the one that sent your darling Son, Jesus, that we might be made whole, that we might be made complete, that we might be made well, that he might give us what we need to be made whole, to be made complete, to be made well, to walk with integrity. So God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his blood that has been shed for the remission of our sins. We thank you, Lord God, for his redeeming ability to bring us from the below and bring us above, to bring us from the bottom, to bring us up to the top. We thank you, Lord God, for it all. And we give you the praise for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.